So, do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
I am more myself today than I have ever been because of strangers. Between 2006 and 2014, I had graduated college. I had a major surgery while being unemployed, uninsured. Totaled my car 3 times, spent the night in jail, went through court proceedings, changed careers 3 times, moved cities twice while in a toxic relationship that I cheated in many, many times. My mother was battling breast cancer. I never went home to be with her. I was lying to everyone I knew about everything. I was a mess. In 2014, my chaos came to a head. The job I loved, my 60 hours a week sanctuary, had become a poison filled with lies, political drama, and mind games. People I considered mentors were behaving in ways that made them unrecognizable to me. I questioned everything. I trusted nobody. I was having multiple panic attacks every day for 2 weeks straight when a friend of mine said, "Hey, I think you need some help." For months, I was a zombie. Disability afforded me a therapist, but most days I'd sit on my couch and stare into space. Reality was strange to me. I had spent so much time invested in my job that I had lost grip on who I was. So I isolated myself. I only spoke to a handful of people. I wanted to do nothing. And other days, I was just angry, mostly with myself. My doctor prescribed mandatory time for me to get out of the house, find a new hobby, meet new people, try new things, go on a journey of self-discovery. She even recommended volunteering. After a handful of failed volunteering attempts on my part, I found myself surrounded by a conference room table filled with strangers reading speaker applications for a local TED event. A friend of mine knew about my "once you pop, the fun don't stop" TED addiction and thought the ideas of strangers could be therapeutic. Week after week, this strange group grew to become my new sanctuary, my new reality, where I was slowly becoming comfortable enough to be myself, speak freely, disagree, and walk away still with the love of those that were around me. Once speakers were selected, we got partnered with one to help them craft their ideas worth spreading. I don't know what I was expecting when I walked into that local coffee shop to meet my speaker that fall of 2014. "Hi, I'm Eric. I'm gay. And even though I am pretty ashamed of my gay culture. My family hates me. I used to be crazy thin because I starved myself. My brother's a priest. My mother says that I'm going to die and burn in hell. And I'm pretty sure that my sister is going to kill herself. And oh, I'm a drag queen. I'm a mess." I mean, that's heavy. Why would anyone put themselves in this situation? I'm sure the typical reaction would have been in that moment is to probably search for the exit sign and slowly beeline your way out the door. But I froze, and my mind went racing. He found me out. He knows I'm a fraud. I can barely get myself out of bed in the morning to do something that isn't sitting and watching TV. Was I making a face when he was telling me all of these things? I really need to be better at not wearing my emotions on my face. My thoughts were so loud, it was almost silence in my head. And then, in the crevice of the back of my mind, I heard this voice: "Hey, it's your turn." There he was sitting across from me. He had laid all his dirty laundry out. It was an invitation for me to be honest. I had to meet him halfway. I just quit the job of my life. I have no plans on how I'm going to make a living. I realize the only people I know worked with me. I know that I don't know who any of my real friends are. My entire family lives in Houston. I'm alone in this city. I have no idea what I want to do with my life anymore. I don't know who I am. It was like all the pressure in my chest had been released. For months after this, every time we met, it was hours of raw, honest conversation. Seconds after, "Hey, how are you?" we were on some tangent diatribe about what the most recent learn was that we had about life, what recent situation perplexed us about human behavior, what internal dialogue with personal demons we were fighting. As he crafted his idea, weaving in past stories that dredged up negative reactions, I watched him juggle his own turmoil of sharing publicly what he was ashamed of. How can I be a better friend to somebody else if I can't even show up for myself? Why did I think that I could both tell all of my dirty secrets and be naked at the same time? Despite every bout, he held to his idea, his story, his purpose. To the haters, to the critics, to myself, I don't have to pick up what you're putting down. Those 2 months felt like 2 years. I had never experienced this level tug of war of emotional chaos in my life. The honesty was intense, and I was addicted. Every year since then, I've walked into that same coffee shop to meet someone new I've never known. What experience will they share? How will they challenge me as a person? A man on a mission made me realize some things are supposed to be hard, but even then it can be joyous. A once tech high-profile CEO, now nonprofit executive, gave me the courage to stand alone and not compromise my own integrity. A creative writing mathematician helped me accept that I could be a multi-hyphenate of prescribed labels instead of just one. An employee development manager changed my mind and made me recognize that there's meaningful power in saying I'm sorry and I was wrong. They don't know me. With every lean into the discomfort of their fears, every time they unwaver from their truth, they encourage me to give myself the permission to do the same. They push me to fearlessly rediscover parts of who I am I had forgotten. I can be honest, speak openly, laugh, hurt, disagree with them, and it's okay. I'm Angelica. I'm a grown child and a sci-fi nerd, a quirky, tech-obsessed social media marketer. I watch far too much TV and play an ungodly amount of farming iPhone games. I would die in a world without karaoke. I like saying that my superpower is ADD. I take on more than I should because I struggle with wanting to do everything and be everything. My husband says that I'm steadfast, but really what he's trying to say is that I'm stubborn as hell. I love people. They're my Achilles heel. The more strange becomes familiar, the more connected I feel with the world. When's the last time you had a conversation with a stranger? Thank you.